This is Near FM
90.3. I am going to talk with Aidan O'Halloran. He's on the phone now, and he is the chairperson of the Cherry Blossoms Festival. I'm dying to hear all about this. Hi, Aidan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Yes, for a miserable wet Tuesday morning, I'm doing quite okay.
good.
So, tell me about this, the Cherry Blossoms Festival. I've actually never heard of it before, but how long has it been going on?
Well, this is only the second year of it.
Ah, I see.
It's for the Cherry Orchard area in the Greater Ballyfermot area. So the lower part of that is Cherry Orchard, and that's where a lot of the projects, including ourselves, are based. So this is like only the second year. It was coming out of COVID that we really wanted to do something, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what is it? Is it to do with flowers? Is it like a bloom, or what's it all about?
No, well, the blooming bit and the cherry blossoms bit, they're part of it. They're kind of like the symbol of it more than anything. Where it would have come from was... there was a lot of community intimidation and racism and other things happening during the lockdown in this area. Ourselves were a community development project. There's other projects involved as well, and we kind of knocked heads in about August 2020, and we kind of said, right, we really have to kind of support people that are living through this. So we came together and called ourselves the Response Group, Cherry Orchard Response Group, and that was made up of local people, the local representatives, TDs, councillors, statutory bodies, so you had the Guards, DCC, TUSLA, and then also the partnership and the community projects, the youth projects, and the addiction projects. So it was a multi-stakeholder group, the Cherry Orchard Response Group, and we did a big community crime impact assessment in the area, and out of that we kind of developed ourselves with four strands, and one of those strands was, besides supporting the vulnerable and reaching the vulnerable, one of the strands was, how do we help the community, support the community's spirit, and kind of try and build the resilience of the community back up, especially after lockdown, and it was decimated, you know. So we all came together, and that's where we came out of COVID last year and went, right, what can we do, something big for the area that kind of supports the community, and they do it themselves, you know. And at the same time, Dublin City Council had the same idea coming out of COVID. So they came to one of the meetings and they went, we have an idea. And they really were the germ of to do a big festival throughout the month of April for Cherry Orchard to really enhance that community spirit and strength, you know.
Great. So it's the whole month. It goes on for a month.
It's the whole month. Yeah, there's a huge amount of events in it because there's so many stakeholders. There's so many local people. Mm. Who are doing their own things. There's so many projects, community projects involved. Besides all the work we normally do day to day, this is a big thing we all commit now. So there's loads of things going on. I can kind of throw a few things that are going on, if you like, throughout the month of April. It starts with a big clean-up of the area. So lots of local people have split themselves into groups in their areas to do a big clean-up. But the kind of events are things like kayaking, there's sports and running events, holistic mornings, line dancing, Cherry Orchard's Got Talent, which is the disability groups are running that. There's Easter egg hunts for the kids, you know, there's a PlayStation tournament against the Guards and young people. So huge events, some with a stronger focus, like there's a traveller exhibition going to be on for people from the travelling community in the area to show off that, because Cherry Orchard was once basically a base for a lot of the travelling community before a lot of the houses were built many years ago now, I suppose. There's music in the church that the Coymore students, college students are linking in with. There's Horse Awareness Week. Our own stuff, there's Big Breakfast, there's quizzes. The two Norries are coming to do a show. and our own project, which is Blue Door, we have a big family fund day that we support in one of the areas, and then a African women's group have put on a culture day and a big street feast as well, where food from all over you know, the world basically gets cooked, and we run an event around that. So yeah, it's throughout the month of April. Constantly.
Fantastic. So there's a lot of groups that are involved. I mean, I'll just mention a few. There's Go Ahead Ireland, Ballyferma Chapel Lizard Partnership, Cooperative Housing Ireland, Tusla, Sláinte Cair, yourselves, Blue Door, Ballyferma Partnership, Dublin City Council. I mean, there's so many groups that have got involved, and they'd be all doing work throughout the year to try to improve the quality of people's lives. So this is like a celebration of this, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Sorry, it is. Yeah. I'm actually, as you speak, I'm in the project now and someone's trying to come in the front door. But I can just open the door and let them in while I talk to you. But yeah, it is. It's absolutely key to... Mm-hmm. So it is key to everything. Yeah, Cherry Orchard is a tough area, and a lot of things for a lot of the residents here can be very hard hitting. Mm-hmm. You know, like our own project, for example, has, with the new lifting of the eviction ban, we have 13 families that come under that immediate notice of termination, 26 kids. You know, so you can imagine what kind of goes through their lives, and that's only one of the crises. We deal with many different crises, you know.
Yes, I mean, there's so many different crises going on throughout Dublin itself.
Yeah.
But yes, as you say, Cherry Orchard and Ballyfermot, and you know, they had a bad rap as well for drugs and a lot of stuff going on there. So any projects that can help try to alleviate that and, you know, give people a different way, you know, to look at things. Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of the way, especially with a response group, it's that people already in this community have the answers. Like, they know what way they can they want to tackle it. It does get... What catches the media is the stuff that you've seen on the media.
It's where Near FM was born out of that, because in the Coolock area, Jack Byrne, when he started Near FM, it was because there was constant bad news about the Coolock area.
Yeah.
And, you know, in order to show the likes of these sort of things, good projects and people getting together to... you know, to change things and to make a difference.
Yes.
You know, you don't see the good news. It's like when you watch the ordinary 6 o'clock news, bad news. You don't see any of the good stuff. But this is great, you know, that you're celebrating this and letting people know about these different projects that are available. So now, if people wanted to find information about the various things that are going on over the month, how do they do that?
Well, we've just delivered most of the brochures. Like, we do a package brochure which has like a calendar of everything in it that's going on, and then we hit every area in Cherry Orchard. Every house gets one, you know, and they can just free to come. Every event is free. We make sure that's the way it is, and it has to be based in Cherry Orchard. That's the criteria. And the other way people know is just word of mouth, because a lot of these events are events that have been planned, organised and inspired by the people in the different areas of Cherry Orchard. It's local people coming together, hugely, that's the strength of this. They drive it, and then we support with the facilitation, you know. So it does get spread. The Dublin City Council also can be contacted, I'm sure, any time to say what's on or give people a heads up. But generally, everybody in Cherry Orchard should know. They should know. And if you had any questions, you could get on to Friends of the South Central Area at dublincity.ie.
Yes, and I also believe, like it does say, as you said, events are free, but some may require advance booking. So in order to book, you can get on the Dublin City Council's Facebook page. So it's
That's right.
DCCSCAREA, their Facebook page, yeah. So maybe they can book there.
Those particular events, like the kayaking, can be booked. You can only take so many, and it can be full up very quickly.
I'm interested in this kayaking because it's something I've always wanted to do. But where can you go kayaking in Cherry Orchard?
Well, now you're asking the wrong person because that's not my particular group. It's the Ballyferm Youth Service in collaboration with the trainers and instructors. I'm pretty sure they do it on the canal that runs through the area. Yeah. Park West, it runs through Park West.
Very good.
All the way back through Bluebell and back into town and out the other end, you know.
But yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's where it would be done. Yeah.
Very good.
The canal walks as well. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, there's walks and play days. And what's the weekly big breakfast? Is that an open air thing? Is it?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not an open air thing, but it's three or four of the projects ourselves, Cherry Orchard Integrated Youth Service, the Bungalow Fusion. I think a few of the projects have got together to just invite anybody that wants to come along. We'll cook you a breakfast.
They're
usually on
lovely.
The Fridays. Yeah.
On a Friday each week?
Yeah.
Right.
Not every week, but at least three of the weeks, I think. Three of the Fridays out of the four, there'll be a breakfast cooked. And whoever wants to come and just get a nice breakfast, they're welcome to, you know.
Lovely.
And it'll be held in the different projects venues, basically.
Very good. When I saw the big breakfast, I used to watch that. And,
Yes.
And I was thinking, gosh, they're not going to have them on a bed or something.
No.
It's just food. And then there's open mic nights. That sounds really good.
Yeah. That's Dublin City Council were behind that. Is that the one with the two Norries?
I'm not sure. It just says for young people. Open mic nights. That's the only information I have here. Thought you were going to be able to tell me about that.
There's so many people involved.
Yes,
and some things I know and some things I don't. Young people's open mic nights. I'm looking at it now. There's a lot of talent in the area, so people might just it could be song based, it could be storytelling, it could be comedy. You know, you just wouldn't know what happens with a mic night. But there's loads of, for young people anyway, there's lots of, Family Base have a lot of artistic and musical things to bring. Kyamore College obviously has huge musical background, you know. So there's loads of energy going into the artistic stuff in Ballyferm, you know, and obviously the college and its successes in film, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes on, yeah. This is the thing, for me, my work is quite heavy. It is dealing with community intimidation, domestic violence, suicide ideation, the crisis could be eviction, but there's a huge humour and a huge generous side to all of this as well. It's just not, that's only surface in one way. Now it can be massively affecting on people's lives, but they also have so much strength to give and so much generosity to give back to the community, and that's what this highlights. You know, it just highlights that positivity that people have, and we're trying to do it in a way that eventually this is so run by the community, and it's a permanent fixture every month of April. Cherry Orchard stands up and does this for itself, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic thing to do because, as you say, there's, you know, such trials, tribulations, but it's seeing the positive side and strength through community, strength through adversity, and getting community together to help each other. I love what the Lord Mayor Caroline Conroy had said. She had said that it was a fitting time of year for the residents and community groups in Cherry Orchard to come together and celebrate their thriving and blooming community. So that goes with the blossoms, the cherry blossoms.
Which have been planted, I should say. There is blossoms, it's not just symbolic.
Where have they been? You've planted trees.
There are six trees that have been planted. Three in Crossfield Gardens in Cherry Orchard and three across from the bungalow in Elmdale area of Cherry Orchard. Yeah, and part of the family fun day in Crawford Gardens will be more shrubs and plants and those kind of things. So there is, but the cherry blossoms definitely get planted, and potentially they'll be planted in Barnville Park as well, part of Cherry Orchard. So they are actual trees, yeah.
There are, yeah. There's blossoms. There are cherry blossoms to go with the Cherry Blossoms Festival. But, well, it sounds like a fantastic event, and the fact that it's going on for the whole month of April, it just sounds great. You'll be having it. You'll be very busy, I'd say. You won't be going to all of these things, will you?
Well, no, but three of the four weekends I'll be working,
Yeah? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Right, you'll be busy, you'll be busy. But at least, yes, as I say, it's a fun way because, yes, your organisation is Blue Door, yes? With the stuff that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, this is a nice, you know, a nice little lift, I suppose.
It gives you the energy to keep going. It really lifts the spirits of everybody, I think, involved.
Well, the best of luck with it. I hope it goes fantastically well, and maybe we'll have you on again, Aidan, to talk about the work that you do with Blue Door, you know, on a separate thing. That would be great. But wish you all the best with the festival. And I've just seen there's actually Dublin City .ie. You can get onto the Dublin City Council and find out information about it there.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're really the string pullers behind the facilitation of everything that's been going on.
Brilliant, they sometimes get it right. It's great. It's a nice story. It's good.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Not at all. It's been a joy to talk to you, Aidan. Take care. God bless.
Take care now. Bye.
Now, that was Aidan O'Halloran, who's chairperson of the Cherry Blossom Festival, but also runs a Blue Door and in Cherry Orchard. And as I say, you can get onto the Facebook page, facebook.com/DCCSCAREA, and find out information about it. All the events are there.
This is Near FM
90.3.